Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Beginnings Ministries Blog Talk Radio Hour. I'm Suzanne, and my husband is John, and we have Norman here at the table with us. And tonight, and every Wednesday night, we're here at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. And if you look for us and you're not familiar with us, if it's your first time, then all you have to do is look for the eagle on Blog Talk Radio, and that's us. Or if you're online and you don't want to call in, you want to chat with me, I got the chat room open, and you can chat with me online by writing your questions or comments or so forth, and I'll read them out loud to you on the radio. We also archive all of our messages. They are archived, and you can, if you go to the website on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see many years of messages on the radio that have been archived of my husband and myself and others. They're all there. I also mentioned that, I believe I mentioned the last couple of times that we've been together, that you can download these messages and forward them to friends. You can use your forward them using your email or Facebook, any of the social media sites, or even as an instant message or text message. So in so many ways, praise God that we have so many ways of communicating now. And this is, like we say, the church of this generation uses social media. Well, welcome again. It's a wonderful day. And today's date is January 13th. It's Wednesday. And this evening we have Pastor Rose Cook out of Atlanta, Georgia, that will be speaking to us. Her message this evening, the title is come out from wherever you are. I am so eager to hear what the Lord has to say through our sister Rose Cook. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, welcome, welcome.
Hi. Yes,
I want to thank you for joining us this evening. I know it's warm where you're at in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm telling you, it's cold here. So it's nice to be around a table and warm up with the word. For those of you that are listening, I remind you that this is an interactive Bible study, and that in this Bible study that you are welcome to join in the conversation. You signal us by pressing 1 on your keypad, and that'll let us know that you have something to add or a question or just a word of encouragement also for Pastor Cook. But Pastor Cook, I'm going to back down, and I'm giving you the floor.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you once again for this opportunity, Dr. and Elder Clay, for speaking and bringing this word to the listeners on today. I'm hoping that you all had a good day on today, excited day, a wonderful day, expectancy day. God, we just thank you, God, for this day that you have made. And through this word tonight, I just hope that, you know, you take this word and apply it to your life and allow it to be a life-changing word. Amen. And allow it to heal your soul. Amen. And so tonight, we're going to go into the book of the beginning, Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verses 8 through 10. Amen. And like she was saying, this is a Bible study, so you can interject at any time. If you have a comment, if you want to talk about what I'm talking about, you can always interject. I like for you to talk back to me because I like to hear what you have to say and what you think about the scriptures that we're going to be talking about on tonight. Amen. So always interject. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so as we go to the book of Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verses 8 through 10, and it reads as follows. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And the word of God is blessed. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to talk about this message, and my message tonight is come out from wherever you are. Amen. I'm just going to delve into the scriptures tonight. I just want to give you a brief history of what this scripture in this chapter, Genesis 3, is talking about. And so here we find in this particular text that Eve and the serpent was having a conversation. Amen. And in this conversation, they was talking about which fruit of the tree in the garden that they could eat. Amen. And it's just like the enemy, how he just talks with you, have conversation with you. And basically, when you find in the scripture, animals did talk. And so the enemy, which is the serpent, the snake, was able to talk at this particular time. And so he's talking to Eve, and they're discussing about, okay, which fruit that we can eat. And so Eve proceeds to tell the serpent, we can eat the fruit from the other tree, but not the fruit of the tree that sits in the middle of the garden. And that particular tree was a knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord said, if you do eat it, you will surely die. Amen. And so being who the enemy is, and the serpent is a deceiver, as we know, he's a liar, he's a father of many lies, he's an evil one, he's a deceiver, and he's clever. And so he begins to tell Eve, you know what, you can eat of it and not die. Hallelujah. Isn't that just like the enemy? He always trying to trick you out of something, always trying to trick you out of the will of the of God. Amen. And I always say that, you know what, as a Christian, as a believer, he's always doing his job. It's important that we continue to do God's business, because he's always doing what he's supposed to do, what his job was to do. So as a Christian, we need to be on point of what we need to do for God. Amen. Any questions before I move any forward?
I thought it was into a brief comment, you know. But anyway, I like the title, come out from wherever you are. But anyway, as in verse 8, they were hiding and being afraid of God who was looking for them. And God asked them to come out and ask them, you know, what was going on. That's the first thing, you know. But anyway, they provided everything they needed. And then they said they were hiding because they were afraid. But they were afraid of the natural. They're just their bodies, the environment. There's nothing to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. And unless they were disobedient, they had committed a sin, they had something to be afraid of. Like in the Wizard of Oz, they were afraid of the witch. You know, they were hiding, you know. So anyway, the witch says, come out from wherever you are, you know. So it's kind of a very interesting concept, you know. But sometimes we can be afraid, disobedient, and we're afraid of various aspects of normal aspects of life, when we can just need to be obedient and remain in faith.
Amen.
Amen. God's word.
Yes. Amen. And so as I begin to look at how cunning and how the enemy was operating and dealing with the woman, it also let me know that the enemy didn't want the women to believe what God had said. You know, we realize when the devil comes to use you, it's not about you, it's about God. You know, he hates God. So whenever you do right before the Lord, he always wants to step in and make a change. You know, he don't want God to get the glory. Amen. And so when the enemy uses you, no, he's not using you, you know. It's not about you. It's about God. You know, he's trying to get to God through you. And we have to realize that. We got to realize and understand that the enemy's tactic, how he operates. And we have to know how to rebuke him when he comes our way. Amen.
Amen.
He wanted this woman to disobey God, because that's simply what she was doing, disobeying God, because she already knew. If you touch this, because she even said it. So, you know, I look at that and I say, you know, if God said it, it is so. He doesn't change his mind. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody was trying to interject. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't think anybody was saying anything.
And so it's important that we obey God and, you know, not allow that enemy to get in your ear and begin to change your mindset of God. Because I realize if God said it, it is so. And we need to keep to that. Amen. And so as we go on the story, Eve eats the fruit, and she gives it to her husband. Now, I do believe that, you know, Eve gets some of the blame because she already knew. But then I blame the husband, too, because he should have been man enough and said, you know what, baby, you know what, I cannot eat of this because of what God has said, because God already told him as well. You know, I feel that he should have stepped up as her husband and been the man and said, no, baby, you know what, we can't do this because this is not the will of the Lord. And we'll die. Amen. Any questions?
You know what, I heard a teaching on this today, and I cannot remember who it was, but what they said was that the Lord gave that commandment to Adam, and that Eve was created afterwards, and Eve had head knowledge of it, but she didn't have the spiritual knowledge of it.
Right.
And Adam understood and had the initial relationship with the Lord, and he should have,
uh-huh.
like you said, he should have intervened. He should have,
right.
He wasn't leading.
But then again, she did it, but, you know, gave it to him. But anyway, she already did it. She already ate from it. So anyway, what
right.
are you supposed to do afterwards, you know?
Amen.
She already did it.
We also have 423 to comment also. 423.
Right, but even though she ate it, the Bible said she gave it to him. He should have been like, okay, no, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
Baby, yeah. No, I'm not going to eat this because this is what God said for me not to do. So, you know, it was bad on his part as well.
Right.
You know, he disobeyed God. Instead of blaming her totally, because when you read later on in the scripture, I'm getting before myself, but later on you find in the scripture, he tells God, this woman that you gave me made me eat it.
Amen. Pastor, you have a comment from Area 423?
Oh, yes. I was just going to say that, you know, many times we run into this conversation about whether it was Adam's fault or whether it was Eve's fault or whoever's fault it might have been. But we do have to understand that, as someone said earlier, that God did give Adam the commandment. And Adam was the first creation. That's who God blew the spirit of life into. That's who God made and created and put in charge of the garden. So therefore, Adam was the one that was supposed to be over the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many times I've heard people discuss it and say that, well, you know, she gave him, but she offered him, and he didn't have to take it.
No.
He didn't have to take it because, like I said, he already knew the commandment of God, but so many times we are the same way. We don't have to do the things that that's not of God. We don't have to do the things that the enemy bring before us, but just because we do it anyway. That's how we get caught up in so much. I think that's how we get caught up in so much mess, is because we fail to listen to God and obey his commandment and want to take things on our own and listen to the enemy and say, well, that'll be all right. It'll be okay. You know, you'll be just fine. I just want to say that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to also we have a lot of callers on, but keep in mind, we normally open our mics, but please, when you have a comment, Hit number one, and then we will open the mic for you. We have often have times where there's distractions or noises in the background, so
okay.
We'll keep all mics cool until you hit number one. Pastor, your mic is already on. We're keeping yours on, but anyone else, please hit number one.
Amen.
Okay, we yield the mic back to you, Pastor Rose.
Okay, yes, and amen. And so, and as we look at and further on in the text, we find that, you know, now here we hear in this seventh verse that, sorry, in the eighth verse, we hear now that God, they hear the voice of God, and he's walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and which means it's evening time now. And he's beginning to walk through the garden in the cool of the day, and they hear his voice, and Adam and his wife begin to hide themselves. And when I began to look at the scripture, I began to realize, you know, he hides himself because of shame, of fear,
uh-huh.
a sense of guilt.
Uh-huh.
You know, he realized, okay, I messed up. I hear his voice. There's fearful there. And you know how that is when you get in trouble by your parents. You just messed up. And you're trying to hide away from them because you just messed up. You didn't obey what he said because God already knew. You know, he's an all-knowing God. So, you know, he already knew what he did. Amen. Any questions? Because I hear somebody trying to interject.
Amen. I'm really enjoying this, and we haven't even gotten to the real good part of it yet, but we're looking at verse 8. We're looking at verse 8, and it says that, I'm reading the NIV, and it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God, and as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Okay, ain't it funny how we, even though we know God's there, and even though we feel his presence, and we know where he is, we still try to hide and tuck things away from God, forgetting that he's an all-knowing God, and he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he is God, and he's everywhere, doing everything and seeing everything at the same time. And so Adam and Eve both were trying to hide themselves from a God that already knew where they were. And then it says here that God was walking. I like this because it said God was walking in the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come down that morning. He didn't come down in the afternoon. He didn't come down in the early part of the afternoon when the sun was up and it was real hot. He came down when it was cool, when Adam and Eve thought everything was okay and they got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then God showed himself. And the same way in our life today, I don't know who
That's
I'm talking
right.
to tonight, but the same way with us, that we tend to try to hide ourselves from God. We tend to try to get away from him. And I like this. I preached this message one time. You can run, but you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide from a God who made everything, created the world. Just saying. Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, just like you're saying, you can't hide from God. We think, you know, he don't see it, you know, but he does. You know, even
mm-hmm.
man may not see it, but God sees all.
That's right.
Even the hidden things that's in your spirit, God sees all. You may not do it out and openly, but your hidden things in your heart, that strife, that jealousy, that enviness that's in you, you know, God sees that all. It doesn't get unseen at all. You think you're being sneaky and slick on somebody? Okay, you may be slick and sneaky on the person, but not on God. God's going to call you up on that. And we have to realize that. We can't just think, okay, openly, okay, all right. No, start thinking about the things that you've done inside. That's why I always ask God, if anything is not like you in me, take it out. If I offended anybody that I did not know I offended, God, forgive me. You know, you got to have those type of talks with God. Amen. Because
Amen.
Those things inwardly can mess you up and lose relationship with God, lose a disconnection with God. When you start, when you have these things within you and you don't deal with them, amen, amen. So it's important to check yourself, you know, examine yourself, begin to think about it, and think on, okay, did I do right today, Lord? Did I offend anybody? And if I did, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Amen. So we cannot hide from God. Amen. And Adam, that's what they did. They hid. There was a shame for what they'd done. It was fearful of what was going to happen to them. There was guilt. See, he couldn't lie to God. See, we can't lie to God because God knows all. He knows
That's right.
So you can't even say, God, I was going to say that. No, he already knew what you was going to say before it even came out. So, you know, you can't play God. Amen. And we should not have the desire to play God.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows all. He created our bodies. He knows everything we do.
That's right. That's right. And so the Bible goes, amen?
Amen.
And here we find in this.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, go ahead. You was going to say something?
No, I was telling Pastor, go ahead.
And praise the Lord. And so as we look at the ninth verse, it says, the Lord God called out to Adam and said to him, where you are. Amen. And see, this was something significant to me because the scripture said that he called out for Adam and not the woman.
That's right.
And he asked him, where are you? And I began to look at the scripture and say, you know what? Why God is asking him where he is? Because God is everywhere.
He knows.
Amen. Proverbs 15:3 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the evil and the good. And so I began to ask, and I said, well, God, all right, you know where he's at. You know everything. And so I began to look at it, and I said, he wasn't looking for him geographically location. Not his geographically location, but he's looking for him in the spiritual location. Remember, God is a spirit, and he operates in the spirit.
That's right.
See, when you look in Genesis 2, verses 19-20, it shows that God left Adam in dominion. And let's go to Genesis 2, 19-20, so you can know what I'm talking about. Genesis 2:19-20. This is where he left him spiritually in dominion. And he says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was none found a helper comparable to him. What I'm saying to you is tonight, when he asks him, where are you? He's asking him spiritually, where are you? Amen. Not so much geographically, because he already knew where he was.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And so what I'm saying is he left him spiritually. In other words, when he allowed the enemy to step in and take control over the decision that he did by eating the apple, it was like he lost kind of dominion over that. He didn't have no control over that. If you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know
and
what,
so,
Pastor,
go ahead.
Oh, Pastor Ross, it just reminds me of like when you're out of God's will and
that's right.
No longer feel sense the presence of the Holy Spirit anymore. That that you're asking or begging to be back in communion because you know that it's not, you know, that the Holy Spirit isn't there.
Right.
That emptiness.
That's right. Amen.
That is Pastor Rose, that is a question that I like that you said here. And on the spiritual realm, how many of us have been in a position spiritually when God asked us that question, why are you in the spirit? Why are you in the spirit? And I just thought about that when you read that, and I started looking at it, and when you said he knew he wasn't looking for him geographically, but he was looking for him in the spirit. And see, sometimes God looked for us in the spirit, and guess what? He can't find us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that do you remember the song? I miss my time with you. That he misses the time with us. If Adam was in communion with the Lord all day, you know, we're supposed to pray him, praise the Lord continuously, all day long. And in that praise and prayer, it's two-way communication that the Lord is communicating with us. So if he was out of communion, he wasn't communicating with the Lord, where he had broken a routine. Where are you? You know, usually you're here.
Right. You know, we all possess dominion, and we possess that dominion in the spiritual realm. Amen. Just like he did in the spiritual realm when in Genesis 2, when he had the opportunity to name all of the animals. And whatever animal that he named, that's what it was. If he seen a giraffe, he named that giraffe. If he seen something that was tall with a long neck, he said giraffe. Amen? So
Amen.
We have that dominion. We only have dominion in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Amen. We could speak Amen. It in the spirit, and then we would want to see it manifest in the natural.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what when I was reading the scripture, that I was getting that it was a spiritual location, not a geographical location. Because he lost dominion because he allowed the enemy to infiltrate him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He allowed the enemy to come in and cause him to be disobedient. Where God already gave him, he had dominion of the whole entire Garden of Eden, except that one tree that he told him not to eat of.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so we have to be careful about that. And once again, allowing the enemy to come into our ear. Amen. We got to begin to fight with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And also when I looked at this as well, when he said, when we go back to again, it says, then the Lord God called Adam and said to him, where are you? He called for the man and not the woman because the man was the covering of Eve. He was responsible for Eve.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Because when
Amen.
You marry, the man is the head.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He was supposed to rule over her. He
Amen.
Had, you know, he was the ruler over her. And so he went to the head to find out what's up, what's going on, where you at? Amen.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Yes. Again, I like to interject and say that also we can look at this from the standpoint of a pastor or bishop in the church. When we allow stuff to go on that's ungodly, then God is not going to the membership. God is not going to go to the associate minister. God is not going to go to the deacons or the mothers. God is going to the head.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to ask the man, amen, the man of the house. He's going to ask him what's going on. And I just wanted to put that in there to say that we as pastors have to be careful about this also and realize that God is going to come to us when things go on in our churches. And he's not going to look for anybody else but us.
That's right.
He did here, he looked for Adam. The Bible says he called to the man. And if you are a pastor, or whether it be a man or a woman, God is going to look for the head. He's going to look at the head of the house and judge you from there. Amen.
We have a comment from 631, area code 631. Your mic is on. You're on.
Good evening. I like that because the head is the covering, and God charges the head to look over that body. And if the head is lost in space, or if the head is out of order, it throws the body out of order, meaning pastors are the head. And when you're out of order or out of sync with God, because the message and the word comes from God to you and then to us who are the congregants. And if you're off, we're off, because God charges you first.
This is a very good message
mm-hmm. right here. Mm-hmm. That's all
Amen.
I wanted to
that's
say.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted
yes.
to say. Mm-hmm.
And so he was responsible for her.
Yes.
Amen. And as you're talking about the pastors and leaders, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to switch and say about marriages, as the man, you know,
mm-hmm.
the man is responsible of his wife making sure that the family stay together.
That's right.
And you, the husband is supposed to cover the wife at
mm-hmm.
all times.
And not
Amen.
Even and not even rule like a tyrant, but
no.
because
no, no, no.
because no, I'm just saying. And we know that. I'm just saying. But as she is the helpmeet, it is up to him to have the wisdom of God to make sure things flow freely in the spirit. You know?
Amen.
That's right. Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Maybe even you, when you're doing the same thing, it's like two horses that are yoked together. If one's going to stay and one's going to go, it's a problem. One's going to go left, one's going to go right, it's got a problem. It has to be synchronized. This isn't what God's word is, this is what we're going to do.
Amen. And so as we look at this, continue with the text, we find out when God called out for Adam, he went and hid himself because he knew he was naked. In other words, when he looked at himself, he knew that he was uncovered. You know, he knew something that was different about him. Amen. And so he tried to cover him and Eve with some leaves, the Bible says. And see, when I looked at that scripture, I realized when you are out there in sin, you are uncovered. You're not in the safety of God. You know, you out there in the wilderness. You know, when you out there in sin, anything is bound to happen to you. You're not covered anymore.
That's
you're not in that safety zone, or you're not in that safety of God when you step out of sin. Amen. Any questions?
I just want to interject and say that, you know, I remember a time when I was uncovered. But glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that I am covered now because I came in from out of the wilderness. And I just like the fact that God has covered me in all my mess. But in our verse here, she said, in verse 10, he said, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hate to jump a little bit ahead, but God asked him, said, who told you you were naked?
That's right.
You know, who told you this, man? You know, in other words, God did not tell Adam that he was naked.
No.
Because of his sin, because of his disobedience, and because of our disobedience, we begin to see things in an ungodly way. And Satan had brought this before them, and Adam seen that he was naked. So he decided, as you said, Pastor, to cover himself with some leaves from the tree. But I like the fact that God asked him, who told you that? That's what I want to say.
Yeah, I hate you. Amen. Because you're the first God. Uh-huh. John, he wasn't naked. He was complete. Just the way he was. Somebody had to come and tell him that he's complete about you. Amen. For those that are would like to make a comment, please hit number one if you would like to make a comment. I believe it's 771, another Atlanta number. I did patch your mic up, was a regular caller. Anyone else, please hit number one if you want to interact in this conversation. Please hit number one, and we will patch your mic on.
And remember, the chat room is open. The chat room is open also, so if you want to have a question that you are unable to ask aloud and want to write it, you can send it to me, and I will read it offline. Questions or comments?
Amen. Amen. And as we look at this scripture, as well as he covered himself with leaves, and because of the uncovering, he began to uncover himself because he was uncovered, and he was out of the safety of God. Amen. And sometimes as we are in our sin, as I stated before, you know, when you're out there in the wilderness, in that sinful life, you are uncovered, and you need to get back into that safety of God. Amen. You know, as I look at this story as well, I'm reminded of this of a childhood game that we used to play. I used to play with my friends. It used to be called Hide and Go Seek. Does anybody remember that?
Yes.
Amen. And the story goes on to say is that one player would close their eyes and count up to 10, and which the other players would go hide. The one player would count up to 10 and would say, ready or not, here I come, and go and locate the other players. Now there's two parts of this game that you can win from. Okay, there's two parts. The one part is the hider could either remain hidden or come out racing to the home base. And once they touch that home base, they're safe. And I want to stop right there and talk about this, how Adam, as we look at Adam, was the cause of mankind to be lost, right, in our sin because of his disobedience to God. Amen. And I realize that when you allow disobedience to be part of your lifestyle, sin begins to creep in your life even more.
That's good.
And you find yourself doing things that you never thought you would do.
That's good.
Amen. Right. Amen. And so when we look at this as well, amen, Adam, let me go back because I'm moving fast. As we see that, once again, Adam hid himself because he had sinned against God. And I realize for us to get to that safety base, as in this game that I played as a young child, You must come out from wherever you are and sin and get a rightful relationship with God.
Amen. Amen.
You got to come out. Come out from wherever you are. If you were in sin, if you're doing things that's not pleasing to God, I say that you come back to the safety zone, to this safety base, and with God, and get a good relationship with Him. Amen. Because you know, as the Bible says, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
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 We don't want to die in our sin. We don't want that to happen for our lives. So I say, come out for wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you think is right and is not right before God, come out of it.
Hmm.
Because in the end, it's just going to hurt you anyway.
And you know,
amen. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm thinking about as you're saying that too? We have to be careful not to ignore the sin. You know, that, or ignore the thing that's pulling us away from God. Because if we ignore it and we continue to stay in that state that we're in, it gets harder and harder.
Yep.
And before you know it, you're so far gone that now the things of God doesn't seem like it matters so much. Sometimes you feel numb. But you know what? This is when we have to, I don't know, go down on your knees, fight for that relationship again. Because the devil is so insidious that he will take you away. The Bible says that sin that so easily beset us, we have to be so very careful to nip it in the bud. The Lord told me a long time ago, Edna, when you see the head of the devil, the head of the enemy, don't play with him. Cut him off. Cut that head off. And then you continue to move. Yes. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
770, did you have a comment? 770. Area code 770, did you have a comment? Amen.
Come on in.
Okay.
And so we said, so I say, come out for wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And another thing to the second part of this game, the second part is that if the seeker tags another play before he reaches home, you it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so when I was playing this game and when I tagged a person, I say, you it. I would scream, I would holler, I was like, yeah, you it now, you it now. You know, this was a fun game for me. Amen. Mm. And I'm pretty sure it was fun for whoever played this game.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. And so it's okay to be it. Because, and I'm going to tell you why it's okay to be it. Because if you are it, you must go back to get the ones that are lost and bring them
good.
To the safety of Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
brother's
good
keeper.
Right there. I like
that. Yeah, brother's keeper. So we need to go back, get what we got, and that we know that God has done what for us. Go back and get them. Go get your homegirls. Go get your homeboy.
Mm.
And bring them back to the safety of Christ.
That's good.
Amen.
So it's all right to be it. Amen. Because we want to get those lost souls back to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We want to help our fellow brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to see them lost. Amen. So we want to go back and go get them. Amen. So if you it today, go back and get your brothers and sisters. Tell them that God is a healer. Tell them, God, that he's a deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that he'll deliver you out of every situation that you're in. You could come out for wherever you are, and he will heal you. Because you know why? He has need of you.
Amen.
Last week, the minister talked about there's need of you on Block Talk Radio on last week. There's need of you in the kingdom.
Hmm.
Amen. No matter wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, God has need of you. There's purpose in your life.
Amen.
So come out for whatever you are. If you was a drug addict, God can heal you. He can
Amen. Amen.
And then you be the one to tell somebody about being on drugs.
Amen.
It's all right.
If you're an alcoholic, tell God, come on out of that. So you could be a person to tell somebody else about alcoholism.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's needed in the kingdom. You're mm-hmm. needed in the kingdom. When we look at the world today, there's so many lost souls in the world today.
Amen.
You need
Amen.
It. Amen. So I said, come out from wherever you are. Hallelujah. Stop hiding. You don't have to hide anymore because God see you all anyway. Stop hiding. Come on out and get your healing. Get your deliverance. Oh, come
right.
on, somebody. I'm excited now.
Come on.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
On.
Get your deliverance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited. 631. There's another 631. I believe that's New York. You have a comment? 631. You have a
what
comment?
What a good word tonight.
Praise the Lord.
I have to say, go ahead, Sister Rose. Preach. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
A good word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Come out from wherever you are. There's need of you. Amen.
That's right.
No need to be ashamed of what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be ashamed of it. Let God heal you. Let God deliver you from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And we also have to understand that the Bible says that God is our refuge and He is our hiding place. So if we're gonna, I like your subject. Come out from wherever you are. Again, I can say I had to come out, and I am so glad that I came out from the hiding place. See, because I didn't have anywhere to go except to God. So I'm glad that God is my refuge. I'm glad He is my strong tower.
Yeah.
I'm glad He is that place that I can run and I can hide from the devil and don't have to worry about him.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy your message tonight. There's so much meat in here that it can go on, but come out. I can say that. Come out from wherever you are. I can say that to anybody that's on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I can say that to anybody that's here in South Pittsburgh, or I don't care if you're on the internet or wherever you are, you need to come out and don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's
don't
good.
Be ashamed. Come out. Too many of us are in hiding. You got me excited
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the gospel will do. Get you excited.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's too many of us that are hiding. We're hiding and hiding. Too many people that say they are followers of Christ. Too many people that say they are children of God, but they're staying and hiding because they are afraid to come out from amongst those wolves. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But we got to bring them back to God, to the forefront of God. Amen. Bring them back to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We stop hiding behind. And just come on out. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight we say come out for wherever you are. And I hope that you were blessed by this word on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. We have opened up all of the mics. We've opened up all the mics if you would like to make a comment. And I would let you know that we've been closing up the mics because oftentimes we hear noises in the background and you don't realize that we hear everything in the background, whether it's a TV, a dog barking, or whatever the case may be. You're talking to someone else. We can hear everything on the radio. So we've been closing up the mics and we're going back to you hit the number one. And then we'll open up, unless I'm familiar with the number here. With the number here. Amen.
Yes.
Any more comments? Any more comments?
Now, Pastor, we just thank you again for that word. We do. We thank you for that. And I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that phrase.
Okay.
I'm going to use that phrase starting tomorrow on some of my friends this weekend. I will be using that and letting them know that they need to come out, that they need to come out. Quit hiding.
Amen. Call it out. Amen. Any more comments?
Somebody need to comment on that.
Excellent word. And I like what you're doing, Pastor. You're playing it forward. You're taking that word and passing it forward. This is an excellent word. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Good.
For those of you that's listening by internet, this is what it's all about. We just come together just to share or interact about the Word of God, and we're always in prayer that something is said that will minister to you. We all need to be ministered to, and especially for those who are pastors, you're pouring out, and oftentimes you have no one pouring into you. This is an opportunity to get a word poured into you, because it doesn't make a difference where you are, what city you are, what state you are. We all are in need of the Word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and light unto our path. That's our guide. That's our guide. So we get lost when we don't have the Word, when we're not carrying the Word with us, which is our armor. We get lost. And that's when we come together, to encourage each other, to remind each other that we can go on. We can go on. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
For those of you by internet, keep in mind we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And if you are by internet, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You call in, you hit the number 1, and you can interact with whomever is speaking. And we have so many men and women of God that come on that take their time to share the Word of God. And this has been a true blessing, not just for me, but we hope that it's a blessing for you. Next week we have Pastor Mixon, I believe, Pastor Mixon from New York will be speaking from out of New York at 7 o'clock. And again, we just have so many every week. There's always someone coming on to share the Word of God. Amen. We are going to turn the mic back over to you, Pastor, if you'd like to pray as we hear, the last prayer. And we do thank you for coming with just a word to remind us that it doesn't make a difference where we are, that we can come out. Jesus Christ loves us just as we are. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So we bless God for the word on tonight. Come out for wherever you are. God is there. God can heal. God can deliver. He can set you free. If you're sitting on that corner, God can pull you off of that corner and bring you in. If you're drinking on that bottle, God can deliver you from the alcohol. If you're smoking, He can deliver you from everything that you're going through crack, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is that you're smoking, God could bring you out of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He can use you. You're usable for God. I'd rather God use me than the devil use me, because if the devil use you, he'll just throw you to the side and just leave you there. But God, He will use you to get the glory. And it's a blessing when you can be used by God. So I pray today that this word was a life-changing word to someone, and that you begin to apply it to your life and put it in your spirit, put it in your heart to know that God loves you. Amen. And so I say be blessed on tonight and be blessed by this word.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Remember, we love you.
Amen.
God loves you.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.